The Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast brings you a unique view of Mesa through its vibrant business community and the subjects that are important. The podcast is produced in the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Media Studio, sponsored by the University of Phoenix. Our podcast is hosted by Mesa Chamber of Commerce CEO Sally Harrison. Please enjoy this episode of the Mesa Chamber Inside Business Podcast.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. And today we are in the podcast studio with our friend Jessica from Hello. Benedictine.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad that you had time to stick around and do this. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Where'd you come from?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Chicago, Illinois. I grew up there. I moved to Arizona about 4 years ago. I worked at Benedictine University, which is where I'm at now. We have a campus in Lisle. So I was at the campus in Lisle since 2010. So I was there for about 10 years before I transferred to our Mesa campus in downtown Mesa,
just a few blocks away from here.
Yes.
And I've been there for 4 years. I've had a bunch of different roles. I worked in athletics most of my career, which is what I got my master's in. So sports administration. So I was an assistant athletic director for many, many years. And then I transferred over to the marketing side for the university, which is what I was doing when I came here. And now I am the associate chief of staff.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So talk about the college itself. I mean, you guys have been here 10 years now, which is very cool. Lots of changes. More students.
Yes. Lots of changes. So I was in the Lisle campus and kind of part of the process when we decided to open up the campus here in Mesa. Obviously, I was on the athletic side at that point. So I played a big role in helping develop our website and, you know, kind of getting sports going. We started off with cross country, golf. I think we even had tennis at one point, just kind of getting that rolling. And so it was such an interesting process for me to kind of learn what it takes to really start a university and that whole side. So now we've been here for 10 years. We've had different changes, different leadership. We just have a new president right now, Dr. Foy. He's amazing. He comes after Charlie Gregory, who is also one of my favorites, and he's amazing. I've known him obviously for years. He was actually at the university when I was an undergrad. So I've known him for forever, and he's been instrumental in opening up this campus. And you know, he's still involved and we still see him. I just saw him at the State of the City. So it was so good to see him. We're a small liberal arts college. And I think it was just so amazing to kind of open Mesa up to that. And so people can see like kind of what we offer.
Right.
We are, around 500 students. We started off with 60 about 10 years ago. So we're at 500.
That's incredible.
Now. Yeah. So it's great. Our sports have also evolved. We've added more majors. We're going to start an in-person MBA here in the fall. So it's just continually evolving and just, you know, finding new ways to really connect with the city and the community.
And do you still have a lot of first generation college students?
Yeah, that's a good question. We do. So it's been amazing to kind of watch these students, starting from high school, wanting to continue their education. And we are just so happy we're able to provide that for them. We started the Red Hawk Promise, which is kind of similar to what, Mesa Community College has done, where, pretty much if you are from Mesa and your family lives in Mesa, you have a Mesa address, we are going to provide you the chance to almost go to college for free, pretty much, technically, if you fall into a certain category.
Right.
So we just partnered with the city of Mesa, too. So we're providing that same kind of offer to its employees.
Nice.
So we're just really excited about all the things we have coming up for the city.
Well, we've been very fortunate to have some great interns that have come to us through Benedictine and employee. It's worked out very well for us.
I know. You've got some good ones. I don't know how we're going to top Myra. I mean, she's amazing. I know you've had Nate, and he's the thing about them and the thing about, I feel like, most of our students that we have is they're not just students. Obviously, a lot of them are athletes, but they're also just so involved and they come in just very eager to learn and they just want to know. Like, they just love knowledge. And that's why I've been such like a, I love higher education and I love knowledge and I love learning and I love that our students want to learn. So it's so great. And I love where I work and we just have like the best students and I love them.
You do. And you should because yeah, they are great.
They are. People. They are great. And yeah. And I mean, our faculty are great. Like it's just so nice to be able to work at a small school where I know, I would say out of the 500, I probably know at least 350 by name.
That's
you know
cool.
what I mean? So it's like when they walk in the door, they first see, you know, our secretary, Myra, she's always cheerful and they know the security guard's name. And then they'll see, you know, the faculty members, they know them. And if I'm walking in the bathroom, I'll see them and it's like, hey, you know what I mean? So it's one connection after the other. And we're just so happy that we can hopefully provide them like with some jobs once they graduate.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so today you're here because you are part of our Mesa Leadership Program.
I am, and I get to shadow you today. It's been great so far. I know when I first emailed you, you're like, you could find someone better. I'm like, I don't know about that. I
mean, well, there's a lot of people in our community that are doing some really cool things, but I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
And, you know, you've gotten to see some of the stuff that we're doing. But let's talk about the program itself because, I mean, I went through Mesa Leadership and graduated in 2010, and I know since then the program and the classes have just gotten, you know, better every year. The board has made sure that the curriculum has been really stellar and the opportunities that a class has, not just for the classes every month, but for all the extra things, the ride-alongs and the tours. I think, you know, those opportunities aren't just available to just anybody. So being part of a class like that is kind of an open door.
It really is. And you know, going into it, I was kind of nervous. I mean, you think when you know, after the first class, you're like, okay, here's this book and you're going to have homework every month. And it's like, oh my God, I haven't been in school in forever. I work at a university, but I actually haven't been in school. So I was just nervous to like, oh my gosh, what is this going to be? But it's, I mean, they just make it so easy. The book is so interesting. I mean, obviously the topic of leadership is, you know, interesting. We're, that's what we're here for.
Sure.
But you know, the author is great and it's just very relatable. And then the discussions in class, I mean, it's a group of people, about 30 to 33 people, who want to make a difference in the community and are there to make connections and are there to help lead. So it's just fun. And then, I mean, the tours have been amazing. It's just so cool to see all the different types of things that there are in Mesa. I mean, it's just, it's eye opening. It's just, I would have had no idea. I mean, I've been working here for 4 years and I don't think without, the leadership class, I would have had the chance to even know about.
Yeah, it's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that most people wouldn't even, you know, think about, let alone get an opportunity to see.
Yeah. So it's great. And then, I mean, I love everyone in the class. I mean, it is a bunch of, we were talking earlier, a bunch of different personalities. So it's interesting to see how everyone vibes together, but, for the most part, everyone is great and we all have this connection together for the rest of our lives that we were in this group together.
I made some lifelong friends along the way. Very cool. So let's talk about your class project because every year, every class picks votes on a class project. Sometimes they're nonprofits, some other things, but I know you guys have a special project this year.
We do. I'm really excited about it. We are going to be renovating the outdoor space for Oakwood Creative. So we are pretty much just going to lay down some turf. We're going to paint. We're going to provide them with benches. So I guess I should pretty much start with what it is. So it's a facility for people to take seniors who have some any sort of disability, but they pretty much just take them there and they give them the chance to be outside, to interact with other people, to just kind of still live and be able to just hang out. So it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I know their focus is Alzheimer's and dementia.
Yep.
And so, you know, I think in the past, a lot of people would think about, you know, somebody with a diagnosis like that being put in a facility or stuck at some kind of a daycare program where they're sitting in front of a TV, right? Watching, well, a TV and not really having any kind of real interaction. And having visited our friends at Oakwood, it's a whole different world there. Mm-hmm. Everything is very interactive and hands-on and engaging, and they treat them like family. It's just, it's a wonderful place.
Yeah, it is. It's really sweet, and they do such a good job there, and we're excited. We're actually, next week, we are, like, breaking ground.
Oh, so good.
Monday, it's my first time there, so I'm going to be, we all have our assignments, so I will be actually, like, hands-on, like, tearing things down. Nice. I don't know what I can really do with my little muscles, but painting and all that kind of stuff. So good. I'm really excited.
Well, and I know they're excited because when a class project is chosen, it really can be a huge mm-hmm. benefit and change for, you know, the recipient of something like that.
Yeah. And I was really excited about, you know, we did a casino night to help raise funds.
Fun.
So yeah, it was super fun. We did have it at Benedictine. So that was great. And yeah, everyone just had a good time, and you know, I learned to play craps, so that was great. So I really had a good time, and it was just so, you know, every dollar that everyone gave, it was just so meaningful, and we're just like so appreciative that we raised enough money.
I'm anxious to see the final product when
it's done. Me too. I'm so excited. Yeah,
we'll have to do some kind of ribbon cutting or something.
Yeah.
So I know you've got some stories from some of your experiences for ride-alongs. Maybe you can edit and share a couple of those with us.
Yeah, so I have been fortunate to go on 3 ride-alongs so far. So I've had a blast with PD, with Fire. But I got to say, my most memorable ride-along has been Parks and Rec, which I was so surprised about. I mean, it was only a 3-hour ride-along. And from the jump, there was just nonstop excitement. So long story short, you know, my guy, I'm not going to say his name. I don't know if he would want me to, but he, you know, had a little bit of an encounter, and it pretty much led to a chase. Uh-huh. He had to whip out his taser, and, you know, it was just so nice. It was actually really cool because I got to witness how Parks and Rec interact with PD.
Uh-huh.
Earlier in the day, I got to see how they interact with Fire. You know what I mean? So it's so nice to see how they all work together. But you know,
this encounter was with a homeless man.
It was with a homeless man. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so we had to pursue. I was still in the car because I was scared to death and I didn't really know what else to do. But I did get to see the after, and you know, how they all interact together mm-hmm. with PD, and it was great. And just right after that crazy, you know, guns were drawn, and you know, there was a takedown, and it was crazy, but it was just so crazy to see that side. But then 5 minutes later, as we're walking back to the van, a homeless man approached my guy and was just like, I need help. Can you help me? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be homeless anymore, and I don't know what else to do. And so he literally drove him to a facility.
That's awesome.
Like, he got in the car with us and drove him. And it was just so great to see, you know. And then my eyes were also open to how much they try to help people and just provide them education.
That's so cool.
It was very cool.
Nice.
I was like, you guys don't have guns. And he's like, no. I was like, okay, I am going to lock this door right now.
But if you're in the back seat, it's locked.
Yeah, exactly.
So well, very cool. So class is only, what, another 2 months?
I know. I can't believe it. It has gone so fast. Yeah, so we have 2 more classes. I'm not sure where March is at, but April we're having it at Benedictine, so that's exciting.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm excited for graduation. We were supposed to have I was chosen because I'm in the top 12 to do my helicopter tour.
And when you say top 12, that means you have accumulated the top 12 points.
Yes, I'm in the top 12 for points at this point. Uh-huh. But it got postponed because it was very windy.
Uh-huh.
So we're supposed to be doing it in April. So I'm excited. I mean, I'm terrified out of my mind. But
SRP every year generously donates a helicopter flight for our top point
earners.
Yeah. Thank you. And it's a flight through the Salt River system, and I've been fortunate to be on that flight a couple of times. You will love it. So yes, take your Dramamine and go on that flight.
I get motion sickness, so that is one of my fears, but I'm also, you know, just terrified in general. But I'm YOLOing. I'm going to do it.
You will enjoy it.
Yes,
I promise.
I'm excited. Yeah.
You'll take lots of pictures.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Very cool. All right. So graduation's coming up.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is that you go through a leadership program, right? And you get to see a lot of things and do cool stuff, meet cool people. But our goal, obviously, is that you gain some of those leadership skills, but also you've been open, your eyes open to different opportunities to serve, right? So there might be some nonprofit that you have great interest in. There might be some boards or commissions with the city itself. Mm-hmm. Anything standing out at this point that you like, oh, I want to be more engaged?
Yeah, you know, I mean, every single tour we went on, it was just, you know, a part of me wanted to just be like, how can I help? What can I do? You know what I mean? Like it's, and you know, it's, it is easy to do that, but there are a lot of, you know, like Hope's Closet and, you know, a lot of the people that feed the homeless. I mean, it is, what they give is just so inspiring, mm-hmm. and it just makes you want to do that as well. So, those have definitely caught my eye and mm-hmm. like captured my heart. So it's just, yeah. you know, there's, I mean, honestly, everything. Like, I've loved everything. And I just want to be like, what can we do? So
cool.
it's eye-opening, and it's amazing what all those people do.
Nice. Well, thanks for making time for a podcast with us.
Thank you for letting me shadow you today.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. And anytime you have any updates on Venue, come back.
I will.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
This has been a Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. You can find all podcast episodes at iTunes, Spotify, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org. Content of this podcast is copyright the Mesa Chamber of Commerce, unless otherwise noted.